You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, high school football is a popular activity for players, fans, and communities. We'll talk to a national education reporter about how schools and states are handling that fall tradition in the time of COVID-19. First, we take a look at the issue of sports during the pandemic from a different angle. Spectators are a big part of the sports experience, whether it's parents at a peewee soccer game or diehard fans who might travel many miles to support their favorite college or pro sports team. During the time of the pandemic, some sports seasons have been canceled completely, but others are taking place under different and controlled conditions. One modification, many games are being played, but in empty gyms, stadiums, and arenas. We wondered how that might affect the athletes who are playing. Alan Chu is an assistant professor and the chair of the Sport, Exercise, and Performance Psychology Master's Program at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He's a certified mental performance consultant who works with athletes and coaches from high school to professional levels across sports on mental skills training. Alan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, during a normal athletic event, especially for younger athletes, how much of an impact can spectators have on the athletes who are playing?
Yeah, I mean, the impact of spectators are huge. You know, when you mention younger athletes, they need a lot of support from their family and friends in order to be able to play at the optimal level. And the support that they get usually get them feel more confident and also more focused in the game as well. Without fans, without spectators, it definitely takes a toll on their performance.
So what does it mean to you then if there are these games with no fans in the stands, no cheering at all after any play? How will that impact kids in particular?
Yeah, in general, there are two things that we said the fans has an impact on. You know, one thing is the attention and the focus. For example, in football or basketball, whenever you have a goal or whenever you do the touchdown, you know, you have people cheering on you and you feel excited about what you have achieved. But now you don't have that. And especially for kids, like I said, they need even more support from friends and family than the professional athlete, because the professional athlete, they've been there for a long time and they know what they can accomplish. But the kids, they usually need additional support on that. So that's the kind of like the attention aspect. But then there's also kind of like the excitement that people bring, or the general psychological arousal that the fans has. You know, it's not just about fans on your side, but also spectators of your opponent, because sometimes getting those booing or getting people kind of like chanting on the other team, you know, will also have some psychological arousal and influence on your performance as well. So long story short, you know, definitely not having fans cannot get that physiological and psychological arousal that we usually have when we play competitions.
So even negative stuff, hearing cheering for the other team or booing for your team, that can get an athlete, that can motivate an athlete even if it isn't supportive?
Yeah, you're right. You know, because sometimes even getting some booing or getting some noises from the opponent actually motivate athlete. I would say it go either way. For athletes who don't feel confident, those may influence their performance negatively, but for competitive athlete, they usually enjoy in the environment, you know, maybe hearing some booing actually get them more motivated to perform at their best instead of hearing nothing. Because when you hear nothing and you don't have that physiological arousal, it's just really hard to play at your best level.
Now, I know I have been on some sidelines for my kids' sports, and there's a variety of behavior from parents. Sometimes parental behavior is pretty negative, not even just, you know, good-natured booing or anything like that, but really negative stuff. Could it be helpful to kids to not have that kind of stuff on the sidelines?
Oh, that's a really good point that you mentioned. I would say yes. You know, we've been talking about fan support and spectator chanting on their team, but I think one thing that may be helpful nowadays is not having those negative influences from other fans or from parents sometimes. And you're right, you know, not having those could be helpful sometimes. You know, the thing that we've been talking about, a positive support, but not having that negative influence could be helpful at certain times as well.
What would you say to a young athlete or maybe their parent or coach about how to stay motivated for someone who's used to hearing the crowd and now doesn't have that?
I would normally tell them to use their own voices. So in sports psychology, we talk about positive self-talk. So as athlete, they could use some positive self-talk, tell themselves, hey, let's go, get the next play, get the next shot. Some of the self-talk that get them motivated to still keep playing. So it does need more coming from within than outside influence nowadays that athletes have to motivate themselves through self-talk or sometimes even kind of like an imagery that we talk about visualization, visualizing themselves being successful, visualizing themselves playing at the best level in order to get that optimal physiological and psychological arousal.
Now, it seems like this might be easier to do for that kid who's a committed athlete, and as you mentioned, they're pretty motivated and competitive already. What about that less confident athlete, the one who's, you know, they're hoping to play and have fun, but they don't feel as confident about their skills? What advice do you have for them in particular, especially maybe when they don't have that supportive parent on the sideline now?
Yeah, if it's a younger kid or more recreational level, I think the coaches may need to do a little bit more work to give them more positive support. And I would even encourage coaches to come meet with athletes individually to see what they need during these unprecedented times, you know, what support they will need from the coach. Sometimes the kid may say, I don't need anything. I may just need to play on my own. But there may be another kid that, I don't have any parents or friends cheering on me on the side. I would like you to maybe give me some encouragement during a certain point of the match or the competition in order to play at my best. So I think as a coach, it would be important for the coaches to check in with athletes to see what they need and maybe do some simulation training at practices, trying to simulate practice with a lower intensity. In a normal world, we encourage coaches to simulate their training with high intensity, a lot of noises, a lot of intensity, a lot of yelling to just get them in a competition mode. But nowadays, probably need to tone it down a little bit to mimic what's happening in the competition with no fans around them.
And Alan, before we wrap up, I understand from biography you are a pretty serious table tennis player. I'm looking at a picture of you on the UW Green Bay website at the table, getting ready to slam the ball, I think. I just imagine you've played in front of crowds and in front of nobody. Does it feel different for you?
Oh, yeah, it does. You know, especially when my teammates are there cheering on me, you know, it makes a huge difference. I remember the best match that I played in college, I was actually playing against somebody who had a higher level than me, but with the teammates cheering on me, in that moment, I felt like I have nothing to lose. I was going to just play every shot I could, and I wasn't thinking about the outcome. Just be in the moment when teammates believe me, versus not having someone on my side. I would sometimes doubt, okay, should I play this shot, or I would be thinking about the outcome rather than just focusing in the moment when people are on my side.
Alan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me again.
Alan Chu is an assistant professor and chair of the Sport, Exercise, and Performance Psychology Master's Program at UW Green Bay. He was with us to talk about the effect on athletes when there are no fans in the stands.